just a need to earn a living, that's all.
Yes.
And I felt that that's what I understood and liked best. In fact, I cannot conceive of a better life for a man than to do something that he likes to do, that he would do for nothing, and to do it to earn his living.
As an actor, have you any preference for motion pictures, or does it make no difference to you whether you act in movies or on stage?
Well, there's absolutely no comparison between the two. The rewards of appearing in the theater are immediate. In other words, it is the same thing as when you're talking to somebody and you see in their eyes that they understand you and that they respond and they're either moved or amused by what you're saying. That response is so marvelous in the theater. It's such a compensation that, of course, the theater is the only medium for an actor. Whereas motion pictures, the pleasure of motion pictures is mostly in the preparation. As far as I'm concerned, it is the 10 or 12 weeks that I spend preparing what I'm going to shoot before the first day of shooting that constitutes the interesting part of the work.
I see. Could you give us an idea of how you go about preparing yourself for a motion picture?
Now, in preparing a character, you try to understand all his motivations, and if it is a well-written character, they come to you very fast. And one of the things that is rather difficult to explain, that's why it's a rather personal ritual, this preparation, is that it isn't enough to grasp the character in a cerebral way. Mm-hmm. Just intellectually to understand a character is very simple. That is the what of a piece, and that is what the writer gives you. It is our job to do the how, which is to search and feel out subconsciously the whole character and find motivations that may not be valid intellectually and yet that are perfectly valid emotionally. And these are the things that people grasp also without understanding it, and yet that is what makes a character more or less interesting, more or less moving to an audience. I feel that that's my theory anyway.
Yes, and I think that is what makes acting a creative art also.
That is where it has a chance of being creative, yes.
Right. You have created, shall we say, a male image in the parts that you played in the movies, and I wonder what your reaction is now to the present notion that the ideal of masculinity should be a long-haired mop head.
This comes and goes. There are just periods for that. For myself, shaving my hair off was simply a shedding of vanity, if you wish.
Uh-huh.
To me, there was always something sad when I see a man come in to a house to have dinner, let us say, and take his hat and coat off and then stop in front of the mirror to put a comb through his hair and even press it down for a little wave on it. I always found that rather dismal, and I'm very glad to be completely free of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mop heads always look so untidy, and there's so much fuss about it, and I think that's a terrible waste of time, because a man's attraction doesn't lie at all in his looks, as far as I'm concerned. It is what a man does and what he thinks, how he attacks things. It is his own inner aggressions and inner ability to create something that make a man either charming or attractive. It isn't at all what he looks like.
Which field of human learning do you find the most fascinating and the most challenging?
The education by experience of life is a very difficult thing for an artist who gets worldwide recognition, because you find yourself in a way cut off from the world. And in this respect, my work with the United Nations has been of enormous help to me. Because, after all, when you visit refugee camps, you are faced with very stark reality. And you have to find, somehow, a way of preserving a certain amount of privacy in your life so that you can survive as a human being, so that you can grow as a human being in order for the artist to grow also.
Quite true. Well, Mr. Brunner, you are a citizen of Switzerland. You spend 1 month out of the year here in Switzerland. I think we have a very big share out of your life.
That's right. That's a big maximum for me, really.
What does Switzerland mean to you personally?
Well, Switzerland means the background of a family. Really, my grandfather was Swiss, and he spent most of his life here. And I understand that the Brunners have been around Switzerland for more than three centuries. Well, it is very good then that I continue carrying that nationality. Mm-hmm. At the same time, the passport that I am proudest of is the one that was given to me by the United Nations for the work that I do for them.
Well, Mr. Brinner, I think that you're very much a Swiss without being too much of a Swiss. Thank you very much.